29 was in combat with the alien mind screen. Magnetic claws feeling for virus punch cards, pulling him into vertiginous spins. Agent K-9, back. Stay out of those claws. Shift coordinate points.
Shift coordinate points.
K-9, move back into the combat area. The ticket that exploded posed little time, so I'll say good night. Pieces of Spanish blue, wooden photo, light the wind in green neon. You at the dog, the street blue rain. If you wanted a cup of tea with rose wallpaper, the dog turns. So many, and so...
At this point in our researches, we intersected the Novia police.
Yes, when the going gets really tough, they call in the old doctor to quiet the mark. And he just raises his old blue hands and brings them down slow, touching all the marks right where they live, and the marks are quiet. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, you can only call the old doctor once. So be sure when you call him, this is really it. Because if you call the doctor twice, he quiets you. The old doctor reeled out onto the platform. Then he heard the screaming marks, and he steadied himself, and he drew all of it into him, and he stood up very straight and calm and gray as a wise old rat, and lifted his old blue hand shiny over the dirt, and he brought them down slow in the setting sun, and all the marks just stood there quiet. His cold old hands on their wrists and ankles, hands cold and blue as liquid air on wrist and ankle, just frozen there in a heavy blue mist of vaporized banknotes. So there they stand like dummies. They are dummies. And you let your heavy, cold, blue hands fall through them. Clunk. As word dust falls from demagnetized patterns, your spirals holding wrist and ankle where we came in. Now, some wise characters think they can call the old doctor twice. You see, son, in this business, you always have to find an angle.
Yesterday, many thousand along High Street in massive treatment. Pay back the red lips. Oh, see the crown of the earth. Part with it.
The books are attractive little volumes that also will be distributed on newsstands for the public at large. And 14 other cities like the New York City idea so well, they plan to copy it in their school systems. Tuck Stadler, WINS News.
You've just heard the report from Dutch Banner on the city's school kids getting some new heroes in the new textbook project. We'll hear that report from Charlie Edwards coming up later on this particular section of our program. These are the big stories right now. It's Roderick Eason, the Indian for Murphy, as the city's new police commissioner. Dominican rebels claim they've captured one of our Marines as that topsy-turvy battle goes on. French President de Gaulle takes his case to the people of his country, plugging for a different power structure among the free world. And the city digs out ticker tape to the president of South Korea. And Congress wants a bigger and better major league setup. I'll be back with more sports stories in a moment.
This is Hal Sessler, WINS newsman in the steelmaking city of Pittsburgh. I'm one of the nationwide string of correspondents who will be covering the breaking stories for WINS.
Fast baseball commissioner Ford Frick to expand the big leagues next year and put new teams into four cities. The congressman proposed that there be three major leagues, each with eight teams instead of the present setup of two leagues with 10 teams each. Their proposal will put teams in Buffalo, Milwaukee, Dallas, Fort Worth, and in their words, whichever other city is ready to qualify. Congressmen who joined in the request are Earl Cabell, James Wright of Texas, Henry Royce, Clemente Zablocki of Wisconsin, Thaddeus Dulcich, and Richard McCarthy in New York. Cabell is from Dallas and Rice is from Fort Worth. Rice and Sablocki are from Milwaukee. Dulcich and McCarthy are from Buffalo. Along with the request was a statement in which the congressman said the owners of existing clubs can largely determine when another club or clubs can enter the business of baseball. The statement went on to note, Congress and the nation are watching how the owners will use their privileges. Fort Frick said that he's received a copy of the resolution, but declared since it came in the form of a private letter, he'll answer privately before making a public comment. Really starting to feel the pinch, and for one of the few times in history, is little jealous of San Francisco. With Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, and Elston Howard being shot down so often with injuries, it seems hardly time to eulogize their general.
Gin and tonic, 23 3/8, up 1/4, seems safer than remaining unchanged at 23 1 life sentence. Santo Domingan Republic shared off in the collision. Now in England today, as I've said, any man who's not queer is not normal. Any man who marries a woman is queer. Mixed marriages never. Now Christine Keller is one of the McGuinness's ex-mysteries. She's done more damage to the British government, the Labour Party, the Mau Mau, the IRA have done in the past 40
years. Her sponsor aimed at coping with what it calls nuclear blackmail and threats of the United States. Johnson, addressing a meeting of editorial cartoonists at the White House, repelled three maids at gunpoint and proceeded to ransack the apartment.
McGuinness is the last of the freelance orators. McGuinness earns his living by breaking the law. It is against the law for me to ask you for money, but it's not against the law for you to give it to me, which of course is the same thing. Those of you who wish to contribute to my upkeep, I assure each and every one of you that I shall not insult any one of you by refusing to take money off you. If you have no money, you would give it to me. If you had it, there's no need to walk away. Smile, smile. Don't let there be too many smiles, though. Then again, if you have money and you're enjoying listening to me and you give me nothing, let me give you a bit of gypsy advice. When you get to a road, look left, look right, and look left again.
For Red China rather than North Vietnam. Johnson, addressing a meeting of editorial cartoonists at the White House, repelled three maids at gunpoint and
presented them with a 3-foot coat
made from the air or from the ground. There had been speculation that when Red China was ready to explode,
Thank you.
person at least, be introduced to the subject of your spite and venom.
The president added, on trial for perjury, for allegedly lying to a grand jury about the Duncan parking meter opinion and helping it in jewelry.
He was illiterate. He could not read. He could not write. They taught him to read and write in the charge room, and then they broke his neck. And what did you do about it? What did you do?
Song and thus made the Chinese communists the fifth nuclear power. Official said it's nearby.
He's coming
to
me.
He's coming to the Brooklyn Army French provincial capital.
Fiddling England. What did you do the other day in the Daily Express, Lord?
Education and labor. The consuls in Washington are showing interest. And about Scrivane's getting the money was made by Gibson to form on a textile factory on the outskirts of Saigon. That daring attack mounted by guerrillas masquerading as South Vietnamese Marines.
Best court of law. The solution to a cancer is to cut it out. The solution to tyranny is to oppose it. Sitting down, lying down, fighting, standing, running, jumping. By all means, for the state torments you, by all means. Don't you call me Mr. Webster. You've got nothing on me. Webster has no creed. I believe in nothing except the reality with which I am confronted, understanding it and dealing with it in terms of my personality. Webster doesn't mind people disagreeing with him. It would be almost impossible to expect them to agree with him. You'd have to be as intelligent as him. Webster doesn't mind if somebody's a Christian. Webster
got the money. Now, southwest of Saigon, a battalion of guerrillas pinned down Vietnamese troops with small arms fire. 15 government soldiers
begun to live yet.
Security of their motherland and world peace.
One spot in the sky.
Reliable and an assortment of viscounts and barons listened, but no action was taken.
You can hear Webster's voice before anyone else's, whatever gate you come in, even if he's standing right over here in the open. What can you get off him? I don't know. He's got a tall platform, that's a help. And also some of the speakers are paid to hold meetings on very low platforms, under the trees, by the queers. You can use a crowd like that to satisfy their clumsy lust. Webster's platform is above suspicion. What can you get off him? Listen on. Your mind is a mental your mind's in a mental cemetery, Webster is saying. That's why you've got peace of mind.